Welcome to Clean Eve Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jung. After being chronically ill for 7 years, told I would no longer walk, was born with a genetic nerve condition, had chronic Lyme and Hashimoto's disease, I know what it's like to be sick, and I know what it's like not to have answers. I tried dozens of doctors and dozens of treatments, but in the end, I was able to heal myself naturally. This podcast is to let you know that your body can heal. Welcome back to episode 26. Today, we are going to talk about the power of bentonite clay. So what is bentonite clay? It is aged volcanic ash. And do you know where the largest known deposit of bentonite clay is? This is pretty shocking. It's right here in America, Fort Benton, Montana. Now, I thought it would have been somewhere exotic, right? But no, it's right in Montana. And what's so cool about bentonite clay is that it has magnesium in it, calcium, sodium, copper, iron, and potassium. And this is a odorless, kind of a gray, creamish kind of color. It's very soft if you were to put your hands on it, and it's very fine. Like you could almost, like if you were to blow it, it would just look like dust in the air, you know? The clay will actually expand when any type of liquid is mixed in with it. So why are we talking about bentonite clay today? Well, it helps remove toxins from the body. And, you know, if you're in the holistic community, everybody is trying to remove toxins from the body, right? And this is very popular within the holistic community. And there is various studies that suggest that bentonite clay can reduce the effects of toxins. Now, one study in particular is with chicks. They found that bentonite clay reduces the effects of a toxin called alpha toxin, I might be butchering that, B1, which comes from certain types of mold. And chicks that received this bentonite clay product had fewer toxic effects than those who did not receive the clay. There's another study with actually humans in West Africa where they gave poor children bentonite clay, and they said that it really did help reduce the toxins in these children. You're probably thinking, well, what type of toxins would it remove? Well, it can remove heavy metals. And we all know how heavy metals are not good for your brain. And for various reasons, we all have had heavy metals, you know, somehow put in our body. Whether or not we chose it to be in our body, we all tend to have heavy metals. The reason why they believe that bentonite clay can help remove heavy metals from the body is because it's negatively charged and heavy metals are positively charged, and it acts as a magnet to remove the heavy metals. My next question would be, is there any proof of that being true? Well, they studied some pigs and fed them bentonite clay for 100 days. They were doing this to help reduce the concentration of lead that was in their blood, brain, liver, bone, and kidneys and hair. And what they found was this clay helped reverse the damage to their liver and kidneys. I mean, that's pretty awesome. And I know we are not pigs, but the fact that bentonite clay helped these pigs, you know, have better liver and kidneys and remove that lead says a lot. Now, a very popular way people like to use bentonite clay is for their digestive system. It is fantastic for your digestive system. So a lot of people like to take it for acid reflux, or if they're constipated, say they're bloated or they're gassy. That is very popular with people. Now, it is very promising for IBS. And the reason why is there was a clinical trial where patients who were constipated because of IBS took 3 grams, which is a little bit less than a teaspoon, of bentonite clay twice a day for 8 weeks, and they experienced improvements in their bowel movements compared to the placebo group that had no reduction in pain who didn't take the bentonite clay. Bentonite clay can also be called a binder. So if you've heard the term, you need to use a binder, then you can definitely think of bentonite clay. Also, you might think of charcoal. Now, what are binders? Binders are actually matter that bind to toxins to help transfer them out of your body. So in my own experience, it is fantastic if you ate something that normally you don't and you just kind of want to get it out of your body really quick. So let's say you normally don't eat dairy and gluten and sugar, but you went to your friend's house and you wanted that delicious brownie or pie. And typically, you know, it's going to mess with your tummy. You might be constipated or you might have pains. If you take bentonite clay, that is going to really help you. So I will take it if I eat something that I'm like, maybe I shouldn't eat that. Also, if you have like a stomach flu or something, you know, you have diarrhea or something that you just know is a virus or something that's not hitting your tummy well, I would take a teaspoon of bentonite clay and it really does help. It's helped my kids. So yes, it's safe for kids. If my daughter complains of a tummy ache because she decides she's going to eat some candy that somebody has given her, I'll give her bentonite clay and that tummy ache will go away. Some other uses I like to use bentonite clay is when I do a parasite cleanse. I just recently did a parasite cleanse, and just because of the die-off of the parasites in Candida, I will take bentonite clay if I'm starting to feel any type of Herx reaction. And that's just simply detoxification sort of feelings that you get, like a headache or you're starting to feel tired. Any type of symptom after a parasite cleanse that's like negative is going to typically be because those parasites are dying and the toxins are in your body and you haven't gone to the bathroom enough, you haven't done enough BMs, or you're not sweating enough. And for those people that are just, you know, not catching up with removing those toxins, bentonite clay can really help. Now, I first started using bentonite clay on my hair because I really wanted to have shiny, healthy looking hair. And I saw some girls putting bentonite clay on their hair as a mask. And at the time, I just transitioned to my natural hair. I wasn't going to, you know, put toxic chemicals on it anymore. I used to put keratin treatments, straightening my hair, doing all sorts of like really bad things to my hair. And I was just going to embrace my curls. So I took the bentonite clay and I would just mix it with apple cider vinegar. It just does a lot better on your hair when you add the vinegar to the clay. And I just mix it up until it becomes, you know, sort of a mask consistency. And I put it on my hair and oh my goodness, you guys. The before and after is just like night and day. Like if I have frizzy hair because I put so much product, there's just buildup on the hair. So anyone who uses any sort of product, whether it be a natural product or even an unnatural synthetic product, is going to have some sort of buildup on their hair. And that buildup is going to make your hair frizzy, or it's just not going to have life. It's going to be heavy and it can also give it less shine. So the clay removes all that and the shine is just, it's so wonderful and my hair is less frizzy. Now, if you dye your hair or you color treat your hair, you do not want to use bentonite clay because you're going to risk changing the color of your hair possibly. So you may not want to do that. I did have a little bit of dye in my hair and I didn't really care. You know, I was like, well, I'm going to take the risk. So I used it and I actually loved it because it still helped remove, like I said, all those layers of just product on my hair and help the frizz. My hair's a lot curlier if I use the clay treatment. And where we live in Tennessee, I've been told that we have more hard water, and I think it is really true. So with my daughter, Coco, I will
I'll do it with her. So she is 11 years old. I'll say, you know what? It's time to do a clay treatment on your hair. So we'll both just do it and we'll let it set until it hardens on her hair. And you might be like, well, aren't you going to clog, you know, your, shower? Well, I haven't found that to be true as long as I'm running plenty of water over the hair. And yes, it is clumpy and it takes multiple, you know, washes of just pure water over your head to get it all out. But, you know, we do have a shower head where it removes and I can kind of clean it up easier. But I've also done it in showers that doesn't have, you know, a shower head that removes. But I just love it. It's vanity for me and it's really pretty. So I love it. I also will do a face mask and I find that it is fantastic for removing impurities. Now, I probably would not do that too often because, you know, you want that natural oil on your skin. But let's say, you know, maybe you had a lot of breakout and you've just had enough and you need some help to get it out, then yeah, give it a try. Or you could do a spot treatment and that way you're not drying out your skin too much. Now, with any of these treatments that you are using on the hair or the skin, you want to make sure the bentonite clay is dry. So it's really drawn out, you know, whatever impurities you're trying to draw out. And you can kind of tell. When you put it on the skin, it becomes more of a lighter color. And the same thing with the hair. And then you would just wash it off. If it's your hair, you would wash it off, you know, in a shower. And if it's your skin, sometimes I'll use like a warm cloth or I'll go into the shower. Now, another way I like to use bentonite clay is when we are outside and we get mosquito bites or any type of bite, it is game-changing, totally game-changing. So my daughter, Coco, is the type of person where mosquitoes love her. She would just be covered in mosquitoes. I remember one time, bless her heart, she looked like she had 50 bites on her legs. And I brought her in and I immediately mixed the apple cider vinegar with the bentonite clay and I painted her entire back of her legs. And I had her watch a little show, had it dry for 20 minutes. Then we just rinsed it off in the shower and it literally will suck out that venom, the poison from the mosquitoes. Just recently, my son came in with a huge bug bite on his collarbone. And I knew it wasn't a mosquito because it wasn't mosquito season. So it looked like a spider bite. And so I had him do that. And it, oh wow, it went from really huge and puffy and then it was just completely gone. Now, if you get a tick bite, I would immediately go home and get bentonite clay and do the exact same thing and just get that poison out fast, especially since I had Lyme disease. Oh yeah, you want to get that out quickly. That is a great way to get the poison out. Now, there's one way that I want to try bentonite clay that I have not tried yet. So maybe you have, but I want to make a toothpaste out of it. I actually was watching a YouTuber talk about it and I loved her story. She said she had a friend who at the time was a single mom and could not afford for her kids to go to the dentist. But her youngest son, she knew because of the, you know, the last dental appointment had, you know, a couple of cavities. And she was like, you know, I just don't have the money to go right now. So her friend said, why don't you start brushing his teeth with bentonite clay? So they started doing that. And the next time she had the money to go to the dentist, they found out that his cavities were completely gone. Now, that is just awesome, right? So I am kind of sold on the fact that I'm going to make a toothpaste out of bentonite clay. I will let you guys know how it goes. I'm kind of excited because I'm also going to add colloidal silver to that. And we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to do some measurements and stuff. But, you know, that's antiviral and bacterial too. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'm going to do some experimenting. And, you know, you can follow me on Instagram. I'll definitely post it if I can figure this out and start using it. So how do you consume bentonite clay? Well, the holistic community states that you should not use a metal spoon or blend it in a blender because of the metal in the blade. And that's because bentonite clay is negatively charged and heavy metals are positively charged, making it like a magnet to remove heavy metals. So for safety reasons, they advise you to use a wooden spoon, or what I like to do is get one of those plastic smoothie cups and remove the little metal ball from it and put your smoothie in it and shake it really, really hard. So make sure your smoothie is not too thick, because that would be kind of difficult to do. Also, you could use like a plastic chopstick. That tends to work really well. Or if it's wooden, there's many different ways people find to mix, you know, their bentonite clay without using metal. So how much should you use? I have used up to a tablespoon, but I would not suggest starting there. I would start with half a teaspoon, and then you could work up to 1 teaspoon. Now, if you ever decided to do a tablespoon, it will make a smoothie super thick. It's almost as thick as a pudding, but a teaspoon is really the suggested dose. So I would not really recommend going to a tablespoon. I did that because I was having some detox symptoms with a parasite cleanse I was doing. But another way that you could also take the bentonite clay is putting it in clear pill empty capsules that you can buy off of Amazon. Some health food store has it, but to get up to that 1 teaspoon, it just might take more effort. People also find that they can do bentonite clay in just water. You know, some people are not affected by the taste at all. It's not a big deal to them. You probably just get really used to it if that's something that you wanted to start doing daily. Or like I said, if you wanted to start doing it for like a parasite cleanse, or maybe you've been eating some food that your body just is not digesting very well, then I would suggest maybe just trying to do 1 teaspoon and mix it really well, shake it really well. Now, some people claim that they feel like they have a lot more energy when they take it. And I have found that actually to be very much true. So if you are lacking energy, you could definitely try this. And also, some women are saying that they noticed that their nails and their hair grew quicker, which is awesome. Now, you can also start an even lower dose with a half a teaspoon. You don't have to do 1 teaspoon. You just really pick, you know, what dose you want to start at. Now, people use this for their pets as well. You know, you guys know I have 2 puppies. So you can add the bentonite clay to their water bowl, or you could put it in a dropper in a syringe and you could just like give it to them if they were vomiting or had some sort of illness or diarrhea. Yes, dogs could use it as well. Now, this is very important, you guys. If you want to start trying bentonite clay, make sure it's food grade, because food grade is made for you to consume inside of your body. Now, the other type of bentonite clay is fantastic for like hair, your face, but if you're going to actually drink this or consume it in any way, make sure it's food grade. I will put in the show notes the brand that I buy that I have found to be just fantastic. If you guys want to buy the same brand, I'll put the link in the show notes. Now, the bentonite clay I use for my hair and for my skin is different from the bentonite clay that I consume, because the one that you consume is food grade. So the one that I put on my hair and my skin, I'll also put in the show notes, because I really particularly like that for my hair and skin. If you guys start drinking the bentonite clay, also make sure you're drinking plenty of water throughout the day, since it is removing toxins from your body. So aim for more water on the days that you're consuming bentonite clay. Another very important thing I must add is if you're on medication or you take some supplements, do not take bentonite clay at the same time. Take it 2 hours before or after. And that's because bentonite clay is a binder. We don't want it to remove the effects of your medication or your supplements. So I hope you've enjoyed learning about bentonite clay and that you too can see if it works for you.
Thanks for listening today. I am honored that you are my guest, and I hope you walk away encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast. Please leave a good review if you'd like. Share it with a friend that needs encouragement. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Clean Eve. And please be encouraged to know that your body can heal. The information on this podcast is not medical advice. Please do not make any changes to your health or stop any medication without talking to a medical professional first.